The first reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 55 verses 1 to 7 and can be found on page 743 of the Pew Bible. Page 743. Come all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, on your labour on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fur. Give ear and come to me, listen that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is taken from the book of Luke, chapter 19, 1 to 10. And can be found on page 1053 of the Pew Bibles. Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is the gospel of Christ. Praise be to Christ our Lord.
Before we come to think a little bit more about Zacchaeus, let's pray together. God, our Heavenly Father, we do thank you that you are a God who cares. We thank you that, that in your caring, in your love for us, you speak to us. We thank you that the Bible really is your word to us, that through it, what you want to do is to speak into our hearts and minds. So we pray that you'll do that this morning, and that you'll help each of us to receive what you say to us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Of all the minor characters in the Bible, Zacchaeus has got to be one of the best known. He only occurs in that one short story which we just heard, yet anyone who at any time used to go to Sunday school, anyone who's had a children's Bible, will have heard about Zacchaeus. He was the little man who wanted to see Jesus, so he climbed up a tree so that he could see him as he went past. But even though he's really well known, let's just look at that story again. First of all, there's Zacchaeus. All we know about him is that he was a chief tax collector. He was wealthy, and he was short. So not a lot to go on, really. Tax collectors weren't the most popular of people, so nothing much has changed there. Zacchaeus was employed to collect taxes for the Roman Empire, and he would add a bit on for himself. It was a lucrative business, even if it didn't make you the most popular person around. So really, Zacchaeus was a lot like people today. He worked fairly hard. He got what he could out of his work. It wasn't a popular job, but somebody'd got to do it. He made a bit for himself on the side, but let's face it, who wouldn't if they had the chance? He was comfortably well off, but he'd never have thought that he was greedy. He just made sure that he had enough for the good things in life. What could be wrong with that? And then he heard that Jesus was coming to town. And Luke tells us that he wanted to see who Jesus was. Maybe he'd heard about some of the things that Jesus had done, and he was kind of intrigued. If he'd been tall, it would have been no problem. He could have hung around at the back of the crowd and just looked to see who Jesus was. But someone as short as him would have to be at the front, unless he could gain a bit of height by climbing up a tree, which is just what he did. So you kind of get the impression about this Zacchaeus that, he was just kind of like so many people around, and like so many people around as well, because he was kind of intrigued by Jesus, but didn't really want to get too close to him. There's actually just one other thing that Luke tells us about Zacchaeus, and it was right at the end of that passage when Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." According to Jesus, Zacchaeus was lost. Strange thing, that sort of experience of being lost. Back in 2012, which is the latest figure I could find, the Wastdale Mountain Rescue Team in the Lake District were called out 121 times. And out of those 121 times, 38%... were for people who didn't realize that they were lost and needed rescuing. Usually it was someone who hadn't turned up when they were expected, and someone raised the alarm. But sometimes walkers were out in dangerous conditions and they just did not realize how dangerous it was. And often when the rescue team found who they were looking for, the first response of the people who'd been reported lost or in danger was actually surprise. They might not have realized it, but they were lost. And I guess that if before this incident we've heard about, someone had said to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, you're lost," he wouldn't have known what they were talking about. Lost? I'm not lost. I'm fine, thank you. But even though Zacchaeus might not have realized it, that was exactly Jesus' assessment of him. "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." So, that's Zacchaeus. As far as he was concerned, his life was going along just fine. He was fairly content. Okay, he was unpopular, but he could live with that. And then comes Zacchaeus's big shock. Because as he sat up in that sycamore tree, minding his own business, just kind of watching what Jesus was up to, Jesus entered the scene. Jesus hadn't actually planned to stop in Jericho. Luke tells us that Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. But Jesus was always ready to change his plans. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." And kind of, I'm not really sure who was the most surprised when that happened. Whether it was Zacchaeus or whether it was the other people there. Certainly the rest of the crowd were not impressed by Jesus' choice of company. All the people saw it and began to mutter, "He's gone to be the guest of a sinner." And let's face it, I think we can understand the crowd's reaction. Zacchaeus doesn't appear in any sense to have been a religious man. He wasn't a good man. But Jesus had chosen him. Any of those people in that crowd, they would have been honored to have Jesus come to their house. Given half a chance, they would have invited Jesus to their house. But instead, he chose to visit a tax collector who hadn't invited him and who in actual fact seems to have made sure that while he could see Jesus, Jesus couldn't see him. So the crowd were pretty surprised. Zacchaeus presumably was surprised, but just look at his reaction. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. I think that one of the key things about this story is Jesus' choice of Zacchaeus. You see, what most of the crowd around would have expected would be for Jesus to come to Zacchaeus and say, "Zacchaeus, your life is a mess, but if you clean up your act, then perhaps I'll pop in to see you sometime in the future." That's kind of the thing that crowd would have expected. And I guess it's the sort of thing that so often people today expect. But Jesus didn't at all say that to Zacchaeus. He came to him and said, "I must stay at your house today." In other words, Jesus was saying to Zacchaeus, "I'll come into your life just as you are. And then after we've got that bit sorted out, we can start worrying about sorting your life out." See, Jesus made the first move to Zacchaeus. And Jesus still makes the first move to us. And that is actually why the Christian message is such wonderfully good news. Because if you read around, you will find that other religions generally say, "Clean up your life enough, and then you can engage with God. Make yourself acceptable, and God will accept you." But actually, that's asking the impossible, which is why religion is often such a miserable sort of experience. But the real thing, Jesus, is totally different. No, sort yourself out first. "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I'm staying at your house today." So there we've got Zacchaeus. There we've got Jesus, who welcomed Zacchaeus, even though Zacchaeus had done absolutely nothing to justify it. And there's still one last part to the story. Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay back four times the amount." Boy, that is some transformation. Zacchaeus had gone from being self-centered to being other people-centered. He'd gone from being wealth-centered to being God-centered. Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham." Now Jesus didn't mean that because Zacchaeus had given his money away, that was what had earned him salvation. He meant that giving his money away showed that he had been saved. What we can't do is earn our salvation. There's nothing we can do to kind of impress God. But if we've been saved, it will change us. It'll change our attitudes. It'll change our priorities. They'll become different. And that means that if you have never been changed by God, then most likely you've never actually ever responded to him. You're still not saved. See, a couple of weeks ago, if you were here, we saw about a rich man who came to Jesus. When Jesus told him to sell all he had and give it to the poor and then come follow Jesus, the rich man went away sad. His wealth was too important for him. But here we find another rich man who responds in exactly the opposite way, because he had found salvation, or salvation had found him. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. Literally, he welcomed Jesus with joy. It is just a great, great picture of what happens to someone when they are found by Jesus and are forgiven and transformed. It's as if Jesus comes into the home of their lives and they welcome him with joy. And that joy freed Zacchaeus from his obsession with money. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay back four times the amount." Zacchaeus just suddenly realizes that this money is not important. Money is no longer his God. It's not that he's trying to impress Jesus. He's not trying to buy Jesus off or anything like that. Meeting with Jesus so turned his life around that his priorities became radically different. Meeting Jesus had given him a joy that meant he no longer needed to look anywhere else for the best in life, not even to money. So that's the story of Zacchaeus. But actually, as with so much in the Bible, when we look at Zacchaeus, maybe we can see ourselves. Because this can be your story as well. See, maybe this morning, you are a bit like Zacchaeus. Maybe you've never really thought about Jesus being interested in you before. Maybe he's a bit of a remote figure. Or maybe there's been a time in the past when you did know it, when you were following Jesus and knowing that joy that he gives, but now other things have just pushed it all into the background, and really, that joy isn't there anymore. Other things are more important to you than Jesus, and they can't actually take the weight. Maybe this morning, you know that really, you are sitting up a tree, looking at Jesus from a distance. And if that is you, then actually this morning, maybe Jesus is saying to you, "Come down immediately. I'm going to stay at your house today." Let's pray. God, our Father, we thank you so much for the way that Jesus dealt with Zacchaeus. Thank you that it tells us that Jesus doesn't expect us to be perfect. You don't expect us to be perfect before we can come to you. Thank you that Zacchaeus shows us that we can come to you with all of our weaknesses and our failings and our sins, and that you are able to deal with those. Thank you as well for the way that meeting with Jesus so transformed Zacchaeus' life. And we do pray for ourselves that you will help each of us not to be like Zacchaeus at the start of the story, looking at Jesus from a distance, but he'll help us to be like him at the end of the story, welcoming Jesus into our lives and being transformed by him. We ask it in his name. Amen.